Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16. However, now as we have seen, suffering for the believer is inevitable. As Paul told the Thessalonians, we were destined to these sufferings. God predestinated us to this. He chose us to this. 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 3. And you will suffer persecution if you want to live godly in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. There's no exception. There's no way around it. Christ promised this. Christ warned of this. Christ spoke of it. Paul is very clear about it. And so is Peter. And so we come to verse 16. However, if you suffer, there's no doubt about it. You could translate that as when, because you will. So, however, if or when you suffer as a Christian, Peter uses the word if as an argumentative word. He's making a proposal, a suggestion, a hint, a declaration. He's making an argument, as I say. If, however, you suffer as a Christian, in comparison to suffering as a meddler, as a criminal, a murderer, a thief, all that kind of thing. No. If, though, on the other hand, you're going to suffer as a Christian, and that's what you are going to do, you are going to suffer as a Christian. Christian, yeah. Of course, I think that's a nickname given by the pagans. It's a very apt nickname. Why do they choose it? Because they must have been talking about Christ all the time. They were the people of the way, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. They were Christians. I think we call it Christians, but it should be Christians, really. These people are the Christ people. These people belong to Christ. They speak of Christ. They preach Christ. We preach Christ Jesus as Lord, Christ crucified. They've turned the world upside down. They say there's another king, Jesus, defying Caesar. And this is the way that the pagans talk. Well, if you suffer in that way, from being a Christian, insulted by pagans, by the culture in which you live, because you preached or proclaimed the gospel to them, and of course that's confronted them, and they don't like that. If you're living separate from them, they won't. However, if you suffer as a Christian, as you will, don't be ashamed. That must be a reaction. It's not a shame on you. It's not a surprise to you. Stop doubting about it. The prosperity gospels, oh, if you suffer, that proves that God is against you or you're sinning. Not at all. If it's sunshine all the way, watch out, my friend. Beware when all men speak well of you. No, it's a mark of honour. It's a badge of glory. Praise God for it, says Peter. Don't be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. That's the point. You're Christians. Do it. It's not a mantra or an automatic slogan. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. No, be thankful. Feel it. Enjoy it. Wear the badge with honour, as it were. It's a dignity to you. I'm a Christian. Yes, and that's a cost. Well, yeah, but look at the cost he bore for me. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? It will help you. This is what Peter is saying. It will help you face the suffering. You're joining with Christ. You're one with him. He suffered. He suffered for you. You're suffering for him, not to save, but as a witness to the world. And it's all for the glory of God and the name of Christ. However, if, when, as you're bound to, you suffer, and you suffer as a Christian, now if that's the case, and that should be the case, that must be the case, don't be ashamed. Praise God that you bear that name. Would you rather not suffer, be separated from Christ, or would you rather suffer because you are separated unto Christ and separated from the world, and you let the world know, and you proclaim the Christ because you are a Christian? May it be so. Oh, unbeliever, that many of you would hear and believe and so have the glorious name of Christ written on your heart and on your forehead. Amen.